multifamily mindset
podcast.
Think bigger.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Dallas Pruitt, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good middle of the night, whatever time of the day finds you right now. I hope it's great, and we're blessed to have you with us. Super grateful once again for an opportunity to drop some resources, some tools, and some strategies to weaponize you with some skills so that you can go out there and continue to feed real sustainable progress in your process of whatever it is you're striving to accomplish right now. Now, we're fresh off of a Mindset Monthly, which is a coaching call that I give to the Multifamily Mindset Network once a month. 60 minutes of jam-packed information. Again, everything designed to weaponize this network with everything they need to be able to master their mentality and go out and perform better in their process as they are working, as you are all working on some really lofty goals. So last night we talked specifically about the topic or focus principle of let go. And what I mean by let go is letting go of this desire to want to control everything and really lean into fully trusting the process. Now, last night I talked about four specific principles, errors, mental errors, if you will, that we make as people in our process. And so what I wanted to do today is I actually wanted to dive into these four things. One is a review for anybody that was on the call last night, but two, to just deepen everybody's skill sets regarding these issues that we face, these what I like to call traps, mental traps that we fall into. And first and foremost, to be able to course correct when we fall into these traps, you must have an unwavering commitment to the value of trust. You know, I have this vivid memory of Joel Embiid. For some reason, he's the one that always comes to my mind because he was caught on tape numerous times when the Sixers were in a rebuilding phase and he came on board where he was saying things. It was the exact same phrase. It wasn't things. He was saying literally the exact same phrase every single time he was interviewed. And he was, I'm just trusting the process. I'm just here. And you just got to trust the process. You got to just trust the process. And that was kind of his go-to response for all the reporters. It's so simplistic. It's so repetitive, but it's so true that if you are going to achieve, whether it's an NBA championship or become a better just team in general and truly rebuild, or you're going to, you know, do a multifamily deal in real estate, or you're going to hit a certain mark in sales this summer if you're out doing door-to-door, or whatever the goal is, in order to achieve that goal, you must trust the process. And why this is so important is because it is uncomfortable to go through a process of achieving something that's big. And your need or want, it's not a need, it's a strong desire. It feels like a need. It's just this want to control everything. If you cannot rid yourself of that, the things that you do will never reach their full potential because there's other contributing factors that come into play. And I love the saying again, if we worry about the things we can't control, those things end up controlling us. And so last night, like today, I want to dive into four specific errors. And the first is in the process, we are not trusting when we are stuck in the thought process of, I don't want to make a mistake. I hope I don't make a mistake. I'm going to try and withhold implementation until I'm ready. I'm going to tippy toe around certain things so that I don't look stupid, so that I don't fail. And the truth is this, progress is imperfect. That's what progress looks like. And the faster you are to iterate and learn from those iterations, the quicker you'll get to the result that it is you want. And so flipping that mentality and catching yourself in that mental trap of like, oh man, again, I hope I don't make a mistake. I don't want to make a mistake. And ridding yourself of that and saying, man, I'm just going to focus on progress. I'm going to focus on failing forward. I'm going to focus on iteration. I'm going to focus on implementation. I promise you, the better you get at operating from that space, the better the results will be in the short term, the midterm, the long term, within whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. The next principle or mentality, the trap, if you will, that we get caught in is we get stuck, and I've mentioned it earlier today, is we get stuck in wanting to control things that are outside of our control. And to keep this part brief today, what I want to share with you is this. Write this down, ingrain it in your mind. There are only three things that you can control as a person in whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. You can control what you think, you can control what you say, and you can control what you do. Outside of that, those other things are outside of your control. What other people think, what other people say, what other people do, those contributing factors, you cannot control any of those things. You can strive to influence those things for the better by controlling what you think, say, and do. And so the mentality here, the course correction is to focus on contribution. Focus on contributing to the situation, to the best of your possible ability. And don't focus on controlling everything. Contribution over control. And then the last two, to keep it brief and kind of in line with what we do here on these Thursday episodes, is the third was truth, right? Anchor in truth, and that is that you are already worthy. So many times we get caught in the trap of thinking that we have to chase down our worthiness. We have to chase down our value in the process of achieving something. And the reality is the process of becoming and learning is what gives us the opportunity to achieve that. And the better we become in the learning process, the higher level learners we become. And again, subsequently, those other principles that we talked about, the better we get at those, right, the better results we'll see. But it is an error. It is a trap to think that you're not already worthy and valuable of whatever it is you've set out to accomplish. I like to put it this way. Your potential is not somewhere out there far off in the distance that you have to like grind and grind and grind to actually get to. Your potential is a place that you can actually already come from. You were born who you are for a reason. Let that exude out of you. And get a little bit better every single day in coming from a place of possibility, of worthiness, of value, of potential. And then the fourth was forgive yourself quickly and forgive others quickly. I talked about patterns of success on last night's call, and it's true. The one thing I've noticed with really great leaders who produce really amazing results, who have really great and far reach of impact in this world, is they are really quick to forgive themselves when they make mistakes, and they're really quick to forgive other people when they make mistakes. Holding on to those feelings of shame and guilt and anger and bitterness, it does absolutely nothing for you, for your goals, for others that you surround yourself with. And learning to be quick on the path of forgiveness, or to get back on that path of forgiveness, is one of those common traits and attributes that I have found in highly successful, highly impactful leaders throughout the course of my career. Something that I'm striving to learn more about and be better at every single day. And I highly encourage and wholeheartedly invite you to join me on this path. Because again, it's not an easy tactic. It's not an easy thing to do. It requires a lot, a lot of trust. And that's why I speak so heavily on this specific value. And hopefully what today did, and what many of the things that we share here on the MFM podcast, many of the things that I share through the work that I do, is that they help unpack this phrase of trust the process, right? My hope is that you listening, you digesting this information, and have been for a while, that when you hear the words trust the process, you actually have body to that. You know how to move, talk, and act so that that trust shows up every single day within the microscopic details of the process. You learn every single day how to navigate it, how to become competent in it, how to become a master of it. And that's why, again, I came back to that Joel Embiid quote is because whether it was him or Kobe or some other professional athlete in a different industry or a high-level litigation team working on some case on the news, you know, that reference is dropped often. Trust, we're just going to trust the process. Well, it seems simplistic and almost annoying, but it's so profoundly true. The better we get at trusting the process, the better the results are going to be within the pursuits that we choose to take on. And again, that is my hope. That is my prayer, as always, that you become more competent in being able to navigate the process, trust the process, and become a master of it. And with this principle of letting go, right, and this let go framework that we dropped last night, that we shed some light on today, you are able to do just that and become more successful and discover deeper fulfillment in all the things that you do in all your pursuits. So thank you, as always, my friends, for joining us on the MFM podcast. It's our absolute pleasure to spend a little bit of time with you each week. And we'll see you guys next week.
Multifamily Mindset Podcast. Think bigger.